New York legalized abortion 3 years before Roe versus Wade. We've been the abortion capital since 1970. There is no shortage of abortion here in New York. We have some of the most permissive abortion laws in the world after China and North Korea.
The absolutely catastrophic mismanagement, the criminal overprinting of our U.S. dollar is rendering its value every day that goes by less and less. Therefore, take matters into your own hands, patriots. Go to ourgoldguy.com. Protect your monetary assets now. Invest in gold and silver. Do it now. Tell them Bill McIntosh sent you and protect your assets today. Ourgoldguy.com. Tell them Bill McIntosh sent you. Get it. You won't regret it.
Hey, Bill McIntosh show now on with Daniel Tomlinson. He's a spokesman for Compass Care Pro-Life Counseling Center, which has a few offices. I understand it was recently hit national headlines because their pro-life counseling center in Buffalo, New York was firebombed on June 7th. So we've got Daniel Tomlinson to tell us about the situation currently, what happened, what the response of law enforcement has been, and where his pro-life organization is going from here. And also, any update they can offer us about how bad this problem has been nationwide. There's a group called, I guess it's called Root. Jane was here, and Jane's Revenge. And so tell us about this attack, you know, how it happened and what has been the response of the law enforcement to this.
Yeah, sure. So thanks so much, Bill, for having me on. It's really an honor to be here. As you said, my name is Daniel Tomlinson. I've served at Compass Care for 12 years now. Compass Care has been around since 1980 here in New York State. New York is the abortion capital of the U.S. with more abortions per capita than any other state in America. New York legalized abortion 3 years before Roe versus Wade. We've been the abortion capital since 1970. There is no shortage of abortion here in New York. We have some of the most permissive abortion laws in the world after China and North Korea. And Compass Care provides medical services to women seriously considering abortion in abortion hub regions. So Rochester, New York is an abortion hub region where women are coming from the surrounding areas to Rochester to get their abortions. Same thing with Buffalo and then in Albany. So Compass Care has offices in Buffalo, Rochester, and in the Albany region with plans to expand further to serve women with ethical medical care and comprehensive community support. The Buffalo office last Tuesday was firebombed by abortion terrorists calling themselves Jane's Revenge. They've been taking responsibility for 16 plus different acts of vandalism and firebombing across the U.S. over the last 7 weeks. The Buffalo office in the middle of the night, about 3 a.m., windows were smashed in and the office was set alight. With hundreds of thousands of dollars of damage and many weeks of work to repair it. Their goal, Bill, was to shut us down, just to stop us from serving women who are making life and death decisions, who are in the middle of a unplanned pregnancy and making a decision about where they're going to go and how they're going to deal with this unplanned pregnancy. And it didn't work. Compass Care was back up and running in a secure and undisclosed location the very next day. And actually, the very day of the firebombing, there was a woman in Buffalo who wanted to take advantage of Compass Care's abortion pill reversal platform, and she drove the 60 miles from Buffalo to Rochester to reverse the chemical abortion that she had started the night before. She regretted the decision, came to Compass Care. We were able to serve her with natural progesterone therapy, and her baby is alive today because of the life-saving ministry of Compass Care.
That's great. Thank God. That's a tremendous story. And so, I'd like to point out something that Jim Harden, who's Compass Care CEO, stated the following: as best we can tell, zero federal and state law enforcement resources have been allocated to protect pro-life pregnancy centers and people despite elevated threats, Harden notes. Quote, Compass Care and pro-life pregnancy centers across the U.S. take joy in providing for the unmet health and resource needs of women facing unplanned pregnancy. Hardin goes on to warn Jane's Revenge, saying, the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. None of your sins will go unpaid for. Either repent and join me in the shadow of the cross, having Christ pay for your sins, or bear God's punishment for eternity. Forsake your violence and submit to the cross of Christ, who endured violence to end all violence. So, I mean, I think that's I love that defiance and that necessary fraternal correction for these disturbed individuals. Nothing they've been able to find out about the perpetrators.
So there have been no arrests that we're aware of so far. There have been no reports even nationally around this string of violence against peaceful pro-life pregnancy centers. There are a state as well as a federal agencies that are investigating this right now. Compass Care's office in Buffalo had a mountain of evidence, including surveillance footage of the perpetrators. And the local police have been great to work with. They've been working very closely with us, and they're continuing to investigate what's going on. And to date, there's been no official reports and no arrests made so far. The Jane's Revenge group just yesterday released another what they call communique out, talking about how it's now open season on pro-life organizations. We know who you are. We know where you are. They said, quote, you have seen us in Buffalo, New York through attacking, we find joy. This is their communique. We have demonstrated in the past month how easy and fun it is to attack. And they deepened their threat, saying, we promise to take increasingly drastic measures that may not come in the form of something so easily cleaned up as fire and graffiti. So they are declaring open season on pro-life organizations. They hate what we do and what Compass Care stands for. Compass Care exists because of a belief, Bill. And the belief is that every single human being is made in the image of God and is therefore fully and equally human. We are all equally invaluable before the eyes of God. That is why the staff, the volunteers, all the nurses, all the donors do what we do. This is why we serve women with compassion, with ethical medical care. It's why we share the gospel with them. It's why we support them through all 9 months of pregnancy and beyond. It's because of this fundamental belief that both the woman and that preborn child are equally valuable in the eyes of God.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I'm sure that for the past, gosh, now maybe the 42nd year, Compass Care started its first pro-life center. Where was it located? In Rochester or Buffalo?
Rochester, New York. Yeah, so it was founded in Rochester, New York back in 1980. It's been operating under a medical model of service since 2001. It was the very first pregnancy center in the state of New York to become medicalized and start offering ultrasound using nurse and in the interface with the patient.
Oh, fantastic. So then so you basically have medical staff on hand.
Yes, we have, right? We have 22, a growing team of 22 registered nurses in the three locations currently serving women. Compass Care is reaching 100% of all the women in the Rochester and Buffalo region with our marketing. And about 40% in Buffalo. Compass Care has just been in Buffalo for 2 years now. The pro-life community in Buffalo went from reaching 1% of all the women considering abortion in that Buffalo region, which is the second largest abortion hub in New York, to 40% in just 2.5 years.
Wow.
Compass Care's model is the best in the nation at reaching these women before they make a final decision about their unplanned pregnancy and serving them in such a way that they decide to carry to term. And have helped. There are 650 other pro-life pregnancy centers around the nation who are using Compass Care's service model in some way, shape, or form, either nuts and bolts from start to finish or various pieces of it.
Wow. So let me ask you a question. I mean, how is it that you're so successful reaching women? I mean, what do you do? I mean, that's just extraordinary.
Yeah, so the model of service is called a linear service model. So it's basically, Compass Care is an expert in how to help a woman navigate her unplanned pregnancy. And there's a step-by-step process as well as a continuous improvement model. So we measure every step of the way. How many of these women are accessing Compass Care's website? How many of those are calling or making an appointment online? How many of those who are making an appointment are scheduling, how many of those who are scheduling are actually showing up, and then all the way down through the patient process to how many of those women are submitting their lives to Christ and how many of them are carrying their babies to term. And we can measure each step of those along the way to see if there's a breakdown. So if something stops working, we want to figure out why and improve and get better at doing that. It's very data-driven, continuous improvement model. We want to erase the need for abortion by transforming a woman's fear into confidence. We want to do that one woman, one baby at a time, and we want to do it at volume. So Compass Care is a volume organization. Last year, we served 1,073 women considering abortion in the Buffalo and Rochester office, just launched Capital Wow. Region Albany office earlier this year.
Wow. And so the way that you reach them, may I ask, what do you do? How do you reach out to them? How do they know about you? I assume they find out about Compass Care before they become faced with an unwanted pregnancy, right?
Yeah. So we have kind of general awareness, group marketing through TV and radio primarily in these markets. And then just a kind of brand awareness, create awareness in the demographic. And then there's pinpoint marketing happening through a variety. The biggest way is through online advertising. So Compass Care is a very sophisticated AdWords campaign and online advertising marketing campaign, because these women are going on their smartphones or they're going online and they're looking for, what are their options? Where are they going to go? How are they going to take care of this situation that they're in?
Well, that's fantastic. So then, since 1980, how many women have come to you with problem pregnancies, roughly? You have any tally on that?
I don't know, not to put
you on the spot,
so
but
I could find out. I don't know what the number is off the top of my head. I do know 1,000. Right. Last year was 1,073 in the Buffalo and Rochester region. This year is to serve 50% more. So the goal this year is to help 50% more women have their babies in Buffalo, Rochester, and Albany, and then also online through telecare. So Compass Care is pioneering a online interface to reach these women, not just in New York, but across the nation who are facing unplanned pregnancies. Because once Roe versus Wade is overturned, abortion doesn't go away here in America. It just concentrates itself in abortion hub states like New York, Illinois, and California. So more women are going to be traveling to New York. Governor Hochul has dedicated millions of taxpayer dollars to fly women, pay for their travel expenses, and pay for their abortions. So Compass Care wants to reach those women with a telemedicine platform before they get on a plane and travel anywhere, and connect them with local pregnancy centers that can help them navigate through the different pressures that are making them feel like abortion is their only option.
Wow, it's an amazingly ambitious mission. I mean, it must have been, my gosh, tens of thousands of women have availed themselves of your services, and I commend that. And of course, that begs the question: if you did like 1,000 between Rochester and Buffalo, you helped out 1,000 women last year. So how many of them choose life?
So there's kind of a gradation. So there's a various levels of abortion vulnerability. So there's the abortion determined, there's the abortion minded, and there's the abortion vulnerable. And for the abortion vulnerable, about 90-something% of them are changing their minds, or are, they're on the fence. They're trying to figure out what to do. If they went to an abortionist, they would likely get an abortion because that's the push that they would be given. They come to Compass Care and they need some help. They need somebody to kind of talk through and walk them through it. Then you have the abortion minded. They are the women who are saying, I'm going to get an abortion. I've got a plan to get an abortion. I'm just coming here for X, Y, or Z ahead of time, because all of Compass Care services are free of charge to her. She often is exhibiting certain internal pressures that make her say, well, I don't really want an abortion, but I feel like I need an abortion. And this is the majority of women, Bill. They're saying, and this is why Compass Care's mission is to erase the need for abortion by transforming a woman's fear into confidence. She's saying, I'm stuck, I'm trapped, I've got no option, I've got to get an abortion, I need an abortion. This is what they're saying. Woman after woman after woman is saying, I need to get an abortion because my boyfriend's gonna break up with me if I have this baby, or my parents are gonna kill me if they find out, or I've got school, or I've got my career, or all this kind of stuff. Yeah. Relational pressures, circumstantial pressures, maybe she's got a substance abuse issue, what have you, that are pressuring this decision. And you know, Compass Care says this all the time, not a sane woman alive actually wants an abortion. She feels stuck. She feels like she needs an abortion. It's not about choice for her. It's not about empowerment. No little girl grows up, Bill, saying, I can't wait to exercise my right to
choose, oh my gosh,
to kill my baby. It's not the reality. It's not the reality at all. It's they feel like they've got no way out, and they've been lied to and told that this is the quick fix to their unplanned pregnancy. Just take care of it. We'll go to the abortionist and you can just go back to life as it was. And we know that that's
never happens true. Because look, they start to calculate, okay, my baby would have been born, let's say, in August, or would have been born in March, and he or she would be 4 years old now. And then she sees little 4-year-old kids going to school, the kindergarten, you know, or in preschool. And then, you know, they see vacations with kids, maybe when they're 7 or 8, and they say, wow, my little boy or girl would be with me going to vacation. It's an endless stream of realization that this child is no longer with me. It's gone. I took that child's life.
Yeah.
It's endless.
The physical ramifications, the psychological ramifications, and the spiritual ramifications are absolutely devastating. Absolutely devastating. And abortion represents is not choice. It represents coercion. And it doesn't represent empowerment. It represents abandonment. Our society saying, you go take care of this. This is just leaving her off on her own to bear the weight of the scars that you're describing for the rest of her life.
Wow. So let me drill down a little bit on that one group of women that are kind of like the abortion decided. I'm going to get an abortion. Forget. There's no other option. I'm going for it.
Yeah.
You know, they've got, you know, they're biting the bullet. They want to go through with an abortion. When you get 100 women like that, how many turn around?
So about 15% of those women are changing their minds.
15, 50 or 15? 15,
about 15, about 15%, 15% of women who are abortion determined. These are women who are saying, I don't care what you say. I don't care what I see on the ultrasound screen. I don't care about the heartbeat. I've got to get an abortion. I got a plan for one tomorrow. I don't have any tensions. I don't care about this pregnancy, about this baby. And here in the Northeast, where Compass Care is in New York State, this is a greater and greater percentage of the patient load. This is a greater and greater disregard of human life across the board in society. At the beginning of life, at the end of life, you know, just this very callous normalization of death, normalization of the human value, the devaluing of human life. We have drifted so far from our Christian backdrop, the Christian echo that we used to kind of rely on to guide our values, even if we weren't Christians individually. We're so far removed from that here in New York State. So more and more of these women, they don't exhibit any tensions. They're not saying, oh man, but it's a baby, but my life. They're not, you know, there's not much there. They're just saying, I got to get an abortion. It's what I got to do. You know, there's nothing. Yeah, I know it's a baby. That 99.9% of the women that walk through the door know that it's a baby. They've grown up seeing ultrasounds their entire lives. They're not confused about that. Just the lie that a woman's right to choose is a right that is above a baby's right to live. So we've in our society, we've decided that this right, the right to choose for bodily autonomy, is more valuable than a right to life for this individual.
Right. I mean, when I way, way back when I was involved in New York City with this cause through emergency for expectant mother care, we saw that people of color, black women, black girls, were a lot more approachable than whites.
Sure.
And also Hispanics, too, were a lot more approachable, although a little bit less so than blacks. They kind of wanted to cover it up. But the whites were hostile for
the
most part.
That's
still the case. Yeah. So are you seeing now that more black women are hardened to abortion? I mean, I assume you've been with Compass Care for a number of years. Have you seen that they're increasingly hardliner?
So across the board, Yeah, across the board. And when it comes to Latino and Black communities, they still value children at a much higher rate in a much, much deeper way than the white community as a whole, especially the Latinos, especially the Hispanic community. They tend to value children. In the Black community, there's still very much a value. There's still church is still very much a part of their culture. But at the same time, there's this big disconnect with abortion. So the Black community here in Rochester, where one of the Compass Care offices is, you know, it's about 13% of the population, and they make up over 30% of all the abortions. So there's a huge disproportion of percentage of the population bearing a greater percentage than they ought to of the abortion overall abortion rate. And in terms of speaking to a woman who, a Black woman or a Latino woman, yes, they're much softer to the idea of having this baby than a white suburban girl who's got, it's my life as I want it, as I dreamed of it, as I thought of it, who can afford to pay for an abortion right out of the cash of her pocket. You know, she doesn't have to go through any intermediary or any insurance or anything like that. She could just pull out her wallet and say, yep, I can pay for an abortion right there. They're a much harder demographic overall.
Right. Okay. So, I mean, it's a remarkable, you know, panorama that you're deeply involved with. And so, you know, what's going on? Have you seen anything nationwide? Have you seen the Attorney General of the United States, Merrick Garland, make any pronouncements? Have you seen anybody from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives now? Because it used to be BATF, now it's BATFE.
Yeah.
Have they made any statements? Has Christopher Wray of the FBI made any statements concerning this wave of violence against pro-life centers, and particularly the Compass Care Buffalo Center?
Yeah, so there have been no official statements from the DOJ or from the FBI regarding this crime wave, this pro-abortion crime wave against peaceful pro-life pregnancy centers. The 120 congressmen late last night issued a letter to the Department of Justice calling on them, demanding that they put together a plan to protect pro-life organizations. 120 of the congressmen, and there has been the only response from the White House so far has been the assistant press secretary in a very generic way saying the president denounces violence, you know, type of thing, which there has been a refusal on the part of the Biden administration so far and the DOJ of allocating any law enforcement to actually put together a plan. This is domestic terrorism. It's a classic definition of domestic terrorism. It is not something that is to be taken lightly. The threats are escalating. The threats from Jane's Revenge continue to be very serious, and they obviously are acting upon their threats. But nothing has been done from local, state, or federal law enforcement to protect these vulnerable organizations. Meanwhile, Bill,
yeah,
here in New York State, Governor Hochul has not only signed the Pregnancy Center Investigation Bill earlier this week, but they've also allocated $35 million to provide security to abortion clinics. $35 million of taxpayer dollars.
Amazing.
For security for abortion clinics, while pro-life organizations in their state are being attacked.
Oh, yeah, it's my gosh. You know what's amazing about all this? I mean, can you imagine if we could count up? It's kind of hard. It's only based on, a guesstimate. How many pro-life counseling centers are across the United States and the impact they've had on children being born? And I think the reason why Planned Parenthood is so enraged by centers like yours is because of the fact that you're taking money out of their hands.
Sure.
Out of their clutches. I mean, these patients to them are big money, you know? And so, you know, $1,000 a year, you know, the tens of thousands over the past 40 years. I mean, that's a huge amount of money.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's what it's all about. This is a money grubbing, a vicious money grubbing national empire that, is basically, looks upon you as one of the biggest obstacles to them having, let's say, a successful profit centers across the country?
Sure. So the strategy is to take away their profit. The strategy is to serve so many women in each abortion hub state that they can no longer sustain their operations. We've seen that happen here in Western New York. Planned Parenthood of Western New York had to restructure their entire business model because they weren't making enough money off of abortion anymore. They consolidated all of their administrative services into one centralized Western New York, Planned Parenthood of Western New York, into one, because they could no longer operate in the same way that they've been operating.
Wow.
And Planned Parenthood is the largest abortion business in the world. They receive millions and millions of taxpayer dollars every single year, federal and state dollars, to promote their pro-abortion agenda. And they're entrenching. So they are switching from a national to a state level kind of re-strategizing and reformatting, restructuring their organization. So the Planned Parenthood is building here in New York. In Buffalo, they just built a $2.2 million facility, expecting women to be traveling from Ohio, and they wanted to build something really close to the border, so women from Ohio, if Ohio outlaws abortion after Roe versus Wade, or severely reduces it after the first trimester, or something like that, they'll be right there, available. And this is abortion tourism, Bill. This happened before Roe versus Wade, from 1970, 71, and 72. There were billboards on the side of on the border of Pennsylvania saying, come here to get your abortions in New York. It's actively being promoted and marketed by the New York State for women to travel to New York to get abortions.
Yeah, I remember that, because I lived in New York for a long, long time, downstate. I'm from upstate, but I lived in downstate. I remember when this happened, when it was signed into law, like 1970. And then we had, of course, the Roe v. Wade decision.
Yeah.
So New York City, horrendous, just a demographic, abortion, related human crater.
Yeah.
There's just so much abortion in the state, particularly in New York. And that has such a big impact on the rest of the country and the world, because it's such an important place because of the media and New York being a media capital. So, I mean, I don't even want to ask how much money it'll cost to get that center up and running. The devastation was terrific. It was totaled. It looked like, what would you expect after you saw a tornado? That's what I saw the pictures, and I'm gonna put these pictures up for this. And so is this group has their nights of rage that they take joy in. Is Compass Care doing anything to solicit funds so that people across America can help you guys out?
Yeah, so there's a couple calls to action. One, appreciate the continued prayers of God's people. This is a battle for life. This is the battle for the soul of the souls of women, the lives of women and their preborn babies. The other one is to sign a petition going to prolifepregnancycenter.com. Prolifepregnancycenter.com. There's a petition there demanding that the Biden administration, the DOJ, create a plan to protect pregnancy centers, pro-life organizations that are being attacked. So that goes out. If you go to prolifepregnancycenter.com, you can go there. If you go to erasingtheneed.com, that's Compass Care's website with the most current press releases, as well as ways to get involved. It's going to cost over 3 years. It's going to cost $5.4 million. To create this, to pioneer this pro-life telecare, telemedicine platform to reach these women across the state. We think that within 3 years, we can reach every single woman considering abortion in America with this online telemedicine platform.
Well, that's terrific. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, last thing is the Buffalo office is inoperable. It's going to take several hundred thousand dollars to fix up. But at the same time, the Lord has provided a medical space, a premier medical space at minimal cost just around the corner. Another ministry was not using it. They said, come rent it from us. So we are up and running full steam, same patient volumes. And in the meantime, we were busting at the seams at this office in Buffalo. So what Jane's Revenge meant for evil, God is using to rebuild something. So we're planning on likely, at the very least, rebuilding the facility and potentially expanding it so in order to make more room for more patient services.
Right. Well, that's a right response to evil, to confront these people with optimism and with, you know, a proactive approach, you know. So,
yeah.
So, you know, I would hope that that people also will call not just the elected officials. I just think it's important for us. I mean, should we start calling the FBI and saying, what are you doing? Putting them on the spot. You know, what are you doing about these attacks? You know,
you got that number, Bill?
You have it. I don't. You want to put it? We'll put it up on the screen. You know.
There you go.
Why not, man? I mean, yeah, I have that Chris Slattery approach.
There you go. Well, again, I am hoping that with the mountain of evidence that Compass Care has provided to both the FBI and local law enforcement, that it will have a very cooling effect on further attacks if we're actually able to arrest some of these arsonists, these abortion arsonists who made this brutal attack on a pro-life pregnancy center that's offering free services to women in need. Absolutely. I mean, it's just it's outrageous. And the fact that they would burn a nonprofit pro-life organization and think that they could get away with it is just not, they're not operating in reality.
All right. So, you know, I just remember, you know, because I'm such good friends with Chris Slattery, they've used RICO statutes against pro-life counseling centers, particularly, I just remember in his case, I think they tried to use RICO statutes against him and maybe against Compass Care too. Has that happened?
Not that I'm aware of. So my understanding of RICO is pretty limited. I do know that there are many, the abortion businesses are the most protected organizations in the U.S. There are more things protecting them, barriers, you can't come so close. The way that a lot of those laws are written ought to apply to medicalized pregnancy centers. And so Compass Care's legal counsel is looking into that angle to see, you know, what that would look like for these criminals, these perpetrators.
Yeah, I raised this issue because of the fact that it did come up in the case of EMC in the New York City area, the tri-state area. I think they have been hit with RICO related attempts to shut them down. And I'm bringing it up now because of the fact that this organization, Ruth was here, Ruth's Revenge.
There's Jane's Revenge, and then there's Ruth. Ruth sent us.
Ruth Sentis
has disavowed violence. I'm not aware of whether they have perpetrated violence at all, but Jane's Revenge is an anarchist group, and they are very much all about it.
Okay, so Jane's Revenge, to me, it looks like, you know, a textbook case of let's get the intel together and tie together all the threads and find out, you know, who's behind this, because it doesn't sound like this is a random attack. It sounds like there are people behind it, organizing it, orchestrating it, and carrying it out.
I hope that's the case. I hope that's the case. I hope they're gathering all the threads and they're just able to swoop everybody up right at the same time. That would be fantastic. No argument here if that's the route they're going. But meanwhile, until they get to that, pregnancy centers, pro-life organizations need to be protected, and this violence ought to be specifically denounced. There's no reason why any pro-abortion politician should not be denouncing this means of getting your point across. We do not resort to violence in a civilized society. We do not resort to violence to get our way. That's not how we're supposed to operate.
Of course not. And so, again, give us the name of, I mean, you don't have a GoFundMe, do you, or anything like that set up yet? Or
so if you go to erasingtheneed.com, there is a donate button there. So erasingtheneed.com/donate, be very grateful for any financial investments, not just in Compass Care's ability to rebuild, but continue to serve women here in the abortion capital of the U.S. It costs $570 to serve one woman from her initial appointment through the 12 months of follow-up with ethical medical care and comprehensive community support. It's going to cost a significant amount to not just rebuild, but to build on to the Buffalo Center. And then the national kind of telemedicine platform that Compass Care is creating has the opportunity to just do incredible things in unifying the pro-life pregnancy center movement.
Right. Okay, well, good. Let's listen. I'm glad you could come on the show, Daniel. Godspeed to you. Godspeed to Compass Care. Hey, the courage of your people, your staff is really admirable, and it's an inspiration for a lot of people across America who know that we have to fight this absolutely egregious crime against humanity, against our nation, because it's funny, you know, I live in a Spanish-speaking country, and think in terms of birth is nacimiento, and it's just the same root of the word for nation. Mm. Without children, there's no nation, there's no America. They are our future.
That's right. Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Bill, for having me on. And it is Christ that is motivating this. And we know who wins. We know who wins this. And he holds all of this in his sovereign hand. And I'm just glad. And all the staff here at Compass Care are just glad to be a part. We're on the winning team. No doubt about it. The future is pro-life. The future is pro-life. All of this ends in a pro-life future. And by that, I mean, God is the author of life. He's the one who creates mankind in his image. He's the one who's going to bring all this to fruition.
Amen.
The absolutely catastrophic mismanagement, the criminal overprinting of our U.S. dollar is rendering its value every day that goes by less and less. Therefore, take matters into your own hands, patriots. Go to ourgoldguy.com. Protect your monetary assets now. Invest in gold and silver. Do it now. Tell them Bill McIntosh sent you. And protect your assets today. ourgoldguy.com. Tell them Bill McIntosh sent you. Get it. You won't regret it.